visiting with Osage City girls basketball coach Kate Boss here on the Area Coaches Corner. And coach, you guys continue to do some really great things. You're 13-1 right now. Two wins last week after winning the Flint Hill Shootout. You guys are on a roll and playing some really good basketball. I like what your team is doing here as you enter February with a little bit of a tough stretch coming up.
Yeah, I'm very happy with how the girls are kind of starting into February. We are still pretty locked in. I mean, February is kind of a long month, and you got to find ways to kind of keep them excited and just ready to go every day at practice. But this is a good group of girls, and they show up knowing that we have work to do, and we'll take care of business and kind of move on from there.
Can you talk a little bit about how big that Ottawa win was last Tuesday? You beat them 57-39. That's been a consistent 4A program, and I know I saw them the last couple of years when they played Emporia, but that's another good win for you guys.
I think it was a huge win for us, for sure. They are a good program. They're young. They have some really good young talent coming through. And so I knew it was going to be a test. They got some pretty good guards. They got a post girl that was going to give our post a pretty good battle. And our girls just showed up there ready to play and ready to go.
We have to talk about Kaylin Voss right now. What'd she have, what, like 38 or something sometime last week?
She did. She had a pretty good showing. We had Emery actually didn't play in our Ottawa game. She's was a little dinged up with an ankle, and we chose to sit her out. Just got to get her healthy for the end of the season. And Kaylin knew that. I mean, she needed to kind of step up and be ready to go. So the Ottawa game, she came out pretty good. And then against Council Grove the other night, she had 36. So she is looking to score, but also just kind of taking over that point guard role for a little bit while we get Emery healthy again, and then we can get running on all cylinders again.
I know Emery Spies has done some good things here this year as well, but you want to be full strength here as you get into this month, and even when you get to the end of this month when everything matters.
Yeah, that's exactly what we talked about with Emery, and right now it is important, obviously, your record and just to be able to play these teams that we have coming up, with full staff and ready to roll. But it's also more important for us to be healthy at the end of the season, and so hopefully working towards that.
Visiting with Osage City girls basketball coach Kate Boss here on the Area Coaches Corner, and get to see a former league foe tomorrow as you head a little quick trip down US 56 to Allen to face Northern Heights. On Friday, you head down to Burlington, and Burlington, a solid 3A program. Then next week, get to host Perry LeCompton out of that impressive Big East League. And then next Friday, big one we'll have for you on Country 101.7 FM, you guys in Opie, and that should be a nice, interesting game on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, we do have a pretty solid 2 weeks coming up with some good competition, and really looking forward to just getting the girls ready to play each night, and I know they'll show up on game day, to lay it all out there and leave it on the floor and just kind of focus each game at a time through these next couple of weeks and go one at a time.
I'm looking at your schedule through Kasia, and knowing this week you have two road games, but having some home court advantage in February, you feel like that might help you a little bit as you play down the stretch? Because again, you're going to have Holton, and Holton's a good 4A school out of that same league, the Big East, and then you get a rematch with Lebo.
Yeah, we definitely don't finish out the season with any kind of simple games by any means. I mean, it is going to be competition each night, and we're excited for those home games. It'll be nice to not have to travel, and the girls just kind of on their home court, and we love the band, and our community always seems to show up. So that does, I think, definitely give us a little bit of advantage in all of those games.
And as we mentioned before we got started about this region that you're in Class 3A, which is basically the sub-state format, not like how it was last year. It's going to be seeded into two 8-team brackets, and you're going to have like 1-16, et cetera, all that jazz. But, you know, Coach, every game matters here in the next couple of weeks, because right now you're kind of in the driver's seat in that regional hosted by Hiawatha.
Yeah, for sure. Every game matters from here on out, and it's a pretty solid sub-state, and we're looking forward to the competition.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck this week as you travel to Northern Heights and Burlington, and best of luck next week as you guys will host Perry LeCompton and Opie, and that, once again, the Opie game will be heard here on Country 101.7 FM. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Talk to you again in 2 weeks.
Sounds good. Thank you, Dylan.
That's Osage City girls basketball coach Kate Boss joining us here on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Osage City Parks and Rec and Teal Plumbing on Country 101.7 FM.